Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Really glad now to be joined by Susan Ferriccio. She's a congressional correspondent, the chief congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Susan, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning.
Really nice to have you. So the government is plummeting towards a shutdown tonight if they can't come to an agreement. What's the latest?
Well, I think that there's an agreement in spirit right now. The question is can they get it across the finish line with the right number of votes. Today, the Senate will vote on it, and I think it's going to pass pretty easily because it was an agreement written on the Senate side between the minority leader, Chuck Schumer, and the majority leader, Mitch McConnell. So they've got a handshake on that one. That looks pretty good. Over in the House, it's a little trickier because a lot of the conservatives don't like the spending numbers in this bill. They think it's too much in spending, and they also really don't like this aspect of suspending the borrowing limit for a year, which basically will sort of like a blank check for the Treasury Department for the next year, and they're not happy about that. And so it will be tough to pass it with just Republicans, which means you need Democrats, and you've got Democrats complaining that it doesn't have anything in the bill to protect the Dreamers. So they've got a mass question over in the House. Probably it will make it through because there are always Democrats who will vote for these bills, and they'll make up the difference. But that's not assured at this moment because you've got a lot of conservatives that don't like it. So the question is, will they get the numbers in the House? Probably, but again, it'll be something to keep an eye on later today. There's a deadline of midnight because a current spending bill, the fourth passed this fiscal year, expires at midnight. So they've really got to get something done today.
Susan, the main thing I've been hearing from conservative members of the House is that they're really upset that this busts the caps in the Budget Control Act and would basically guarantee $1 trillion added to the national debt this year.
Right. Well, they've got all kinds of goodies in there, too. They've got extra money for infrastructure. That's part of the domestic spending cap increase. The defense spending increase is pretty substantial as well. And it's all, again, this is a two-year budget cap deal. The Budget Control Act in 2011 put federally mandated limits on spending. And ever since that time, Congress has found ways around it because they don't want those caps. That requires cutting domestic spending. And, of course, the defense budget has also taken a hit. And you've had the defense secretary, Mattis, come to Congress several times and say, we really need more money. It's hurting military readiness. So there's a desire to plus up the military spending, but for Republicans on the conservative side, what they'd like to do is reduce domestic spending to make up for that. Of course, that's not going to go anywhere because overall, Congress hates to cut spending, even in both parties. So it's a real struggle. And so conservatives, yes, are saying, look, the debt is already out of control, and we said we were going to come in here and limit government spending and lower the debt, and we're abandoning our pledge. And that's the fight you're seeing right now in the House as this budget deal makes it to the floor.
Susan, help me understand here. They want to basically increase these budget caps. They want to suspend the debt ceiling, but the continuing resolution would only get them until March 23rd.
Right.
How does that? What's the delineation there, and why doesn't the deal have a continuing resolution, say, for the next 2 years?
Right. Well, they don't do it that way. The short-term bill is just to give them time to write the big bill, which will only be for another year. The caps deal, it's crazy, I know. The caps deal is basically a spending limit without deciding who gets what in that pot of money. But it decides the spending limit for 2 years, thus giving them the 2 years where they don't have to fight over these caps.
Right. So this is the difference between authorizing spending and appropriating funds.
Yeah, that's a little different than that, though. This is a inter-party handshake on the limit on spending. It's a little bit better than just authorizing. Okay, it's a step up from that. So what you're going to see today is 6 weeks of government funding just to kind of tide them over while they write this year-long bill that will actually only get them till the next end of the fiscal year, which is September 30th. This is all part of the dysfunction of Congress. They've been unable to consistently pass spending bills. They haven't been able to do it basically in 20 years. It's been 20 years. And it's gotten so bad with the partisanship and the different philosophies on spending that we've gotten to the point where we're doing these every 3 weeks, every 6 weeks. That's going to end in March, presumably, when they'll pass the bill to get to the end of the fiscal year. And now that they have this two-year caps agreement, it might make it easier next year to just pass a year-long bill without having this string of, you know, spending showdowns that we've seen this year. It's very complicated and weedy. It's hard to explain in a quick radio interview, but essentially they're working out a way to get this done smoothly to keep the government functioning and perhaps have an easier time over the next 2 years.
I have 10 seconds left here, Susan. Will Democrats in the House support the Senate bill?
Some will, probably enough to pass it. Again, keep an eye on it. There could be surprises.
All right, we'll see. Thank you for covering it for us. We'll chat with you soon, Jim.
Thanks a lot.
All right, take care, Susan. 743 here on WML.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.